As we get into the form for the meeting at Pakenham tonight, and Dean Lester joins us. So, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Nat.
Let's have a look at this meeting tonight. We are on the soft six. So what do you make of it?
Yeah, we've had a little bit of racing there, as Willie mentioned, at Pakenham. And with the rail 9 metres, I wouldn't be surprised they used a lot of the track, as Willie mentioned also. When it gets into that range, they can often get out very wide on this. It's a very spacious track, but with the rail at 9 metres, it's not far to that outside fence, which doesn't get used very often.
OK, well, let's have a look at race one. This is a 1,400-metre maiden, and there are no scratchings. We've got number two, Considering, 390, down to six, Dramatist at 270, 350, Global Sanction, and the eight, Perfect Clarity, is at 750.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot between the main chances here. I'm going to go with Dramatist. I thought the debut run had merit, had trialled nicely before that, has got tactical speed, can use it here. And I think it's got a good winning chance. From seven, Global Sanction, likewise, did enough on debut to suggest it'll be winning races. And I think looking through their figures, there's not a lot between them. Two Considering has been around the money at four of her five runs to date. Was beaten a fair margin first up, but fitter. And then I'd go out to probably 10 Unbridled Princess, who was beaten a fair margin last start, but fitter for that run, and the blinkers going on, could see an improvement from her. But yeah, I don't think there's a lot between the top four chances here, Nards. 6, 7, 2, and 10.
6, 7, 2, 10. Second is a 3-year-old maiden over 1,200. Runners 7 and 10 come out. Number one, Another Flag at 7. Blackburn 4.40. 3.30 for Lubu, down to Red Court $2.90.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Lubu. Has had three recent jump outs or trials in preparation for this first up run, and looks to be going pretty well. Has the blinkers first time. I'll lean his way. Mick Price is very strongly represented in this three-year-old maiden, but I'm going with number six to beat. Eight, Red Core. I think they're winning the battle with this horse. He was going too keenly in his races. Last two starts have ridden in a little bit passively, and he's run well. I think from this draw he can get a lovely run and looks the main danger. Four, He's All Class, could be an improver. Was well held on debut last preparation, but resumes here with the tongue tie on. And off the back of it, I thought a pretty good recent trial on soft ground at Cranbourne. Now, that trial looked good enough to run well first up here at a good price. And five for fourth, Kazi Farazi, another one of the Mick Price trio who has trialled up quite well. But I think 6 and 80 are key runners ahead of 4 and 5.
6, 8, 4, 5 in the second. The third event is a maiden over 1,200, and you can take out 7 and 12. Here we've got number 4, Langrow, at 3.50. My Little Oliver is at $9. One More Emotion at 4.40. 6.50, Fontaine Flyer. My Amber Miss at 8.50 and No Intentions at 5.50.
It's a 4-year-old and upwards maiden, Nards, but it's got the Super Vobis Gold on it, so it's quite a handy maiden. The one that interests me, though, is the first starter in number 6, One More Emotion, just mentioned by Matt Welsh in the trial segment. It's had four jump outs over a period of 8 or 9 weeks, just steadily building up, and I think the most recent jump out suggests ready to go to the races and run well for the Waller Yard. For Langrow, he probably was excused failure first up at Ballarat. He'd been to the race, or he actually missed out on a run at Echuca and then backed up 3 days later at Ballarat. His second run was a lot better. He might be the main danger. 10 Fontaine Flyer. The key here is that the jar out of the track really suits this horse, and I don't think wide draws will be any disadvantage tonight. Certainly in the mix, and next best, number 9, Will I Be. Lightly raced, good run first up, and again another one from a wide draw, but not a problem. But this is I think there's a bit of value in this race, but the principal chances I think are 6, 4 and 10, and then it's a bit wider. 6, 4, 10, 9.
6, 4, 10 and 9. We then go to race 4. Here you can take out the 2. Number 1, the Dynamo at 9. 3.40 Destiny's Reward. Mistopheles at 6. Wild Gem is at $3. Then you're down to 3.30 for Scapar.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a wrap for number 5, Wild Gem. First up at Sale, didn't have the best of runs, beaten about 3 lengths, but fitter for that run, has got soft track form, I think is well suited here to win, to beat 7, Scapare, who ran well first up at Mornington. That was behind a really promising horse, and You've Been Had. I think it's the main danger. For Mistopheles, he's around the mark in this grade nearly every time he steps out. 1,000 metres is his go, and soft ground, no problem at all. And 3, Destiny's Reward, who probably all but put in a career best last start behind Gun Case on Cox Plate Day. shoots up in the weights here, but down in grade. 5, 7, 4, and 3.
5, 7, 4, and 3. First leg of the Quaddies race, 5. You can take out the 4. Now we've got number 1, Benny Goes Berserk, $1.33. Down to 5.50, Destiny's Revenge.
Yeah, it's a, he's 8th run for the prep. Nards hasn't won in the 7 runs this time in Benny Goes Berserk, and he's only won 1 of 14, but comes off a run where, in 70 grade, where he was narrowly beaten by a really promising horse in Saddle the Sun. And, gee, a repeat of that run should see him winning tonight. And he does have a bit of soft track form. So I'm with him to beat 6 Destiny's Revenge, who's racing quite well. 5 Hammerstein's had the 1 run back, will be fitter. And 2 Artistic Design, likewise, fitter for 1 run back in. But couldn't jump into the $1.33, but he does look the one to beat. 1, 6, 5, and 2.
1, 6, 5, 2. Well, the 6th race is over the mile. You can take out number 6. Now, 1, Electric Fusions at $3.40. Rezac at $3. 3.10 for Gizwatt. Then you're down to $8.50 for Backroads.
And he's the one I think's the value here, Backroads. Field of 7, so he's got to run the 1-2, but I think he can do that and he can nearly win at a price. He's had the 2 runs back. His most recent run was in the qualifier for the Oaks Day Country Cup Series. He was beaten less than 3 lengths. Thought he worked to the line nearly equally as well as Tranquil Miss, who we saw win yesterday at Sale. And the key here is, first up he had 61, second up 57.5. He drops to 52 here. I think he's got a massive winning chance at a price, number 7, to beat 2 Rezac, who's running well, just hasn't won this preparation, but is close to another win. 4 Guizzo needs everything right to run a strong 1,600 metres. He should get a reasonable run here and be competitive. And Electric Fusion hasn't won for a while either, but he is well graded and might be next best. 7, 2, 4, and 1.
So we go 7, 2, 4, and 1. The 7th event is over 1,200, and here number 5 is the scratching. We've got the 2 Sang Choi Bao at $2.40, Knick Knack at $8.50, $3.20 for Sun Quan, and then you're down to Raptor at $9.
Yeah, Sun Quan's come pretty solid this preparation. He was beaten fair and square first up, but his next 2 wins have been good at Tatura and Matoa and been kept fresh for this. He's won exposure to soft ground. He ran really well in the Super Vobis sires at Caulfield earlier in the year, so I'm going to go with him number 8. To beat 2 Sang Choi Bao, who's just bursting to win a race, but that's the issue. He hasn't won for over 1,000 days. He ran very well at Geelong on Cup Day. 4 Knickknacks run at Bendigo last start was even behind Saddle the Sun. Just back in distance might be a little key here. And 1 Countryman, who was just pretty much in no man's land at Geelong last start on a day where he had to be close to the rail. Back in distance here, but could certainly improve. 8, 2, 4, and 1.
8, 2, 4, 1, and then to the last over the mile. You can take out runners 1 and 6 along with the 13. We've got number 2, Winborne at $3.90. 4.40 has it ahead. 3.40 Fast Plan. Then down to $6 for Yasi Sun.
Yeah, I really like Fast Plan here. Good winner, 2 starts back at Ballarat. And then at his most recent run, ran very well. That, again, was one of the Oaks Day qualifiers. That was at Hamilton behind Barry the Baptist and really ran through the line well. And basically, if Mitchell Friedman from Warrnambool wants to make the long haul to Pakenham for the last race, he must think it's the right race. And I'm with him, Fast Plan to win the last to beat 2 Winborne, who was really good winning here last week. And just the jar out of the track's a real plus for him. He's built a very good record on soft ground. 12 Yasi Sun. He's had 3 runs back from a long spell. He actually won at this corresponding meeting last year. He's maiden. He's run at Sale last start, was encouraging, and gets Noel Callow here, and 3 has it ahead. He's had a long preparation, but holding his form next best. 5, 2, 12, and 3.
5, 2, 12, 3. Your best roughy quaddy and player of the day?
No, it's the best. It's the last. Race 8, number 5, Fast Plan. Best value, race 6, number 7, Backroads. Quaddy, first leg, 1 only. Second leg, 1, 2, 4, 5, 7. Third leg, 1, 2, 4, 8. Last leg, 2, 5, and 12. And I thought race 3 was a good race for trifectas. I think the 3 main chances are numbers 4, 6, and 10. But I would take them to win. And then for second and third, numbers 1, 3, 4, 6, 9, 10, 11. That'd be $90 for a dollar. But certainly take a percentage of that. Might be some value.
Wonderful. Thanks, Dave.
Good on you, Nats.